me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. In a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Everybody, yes, we are blessed, and we are just so thankful and so grateful that God counted us as being blessed this morning, because he woke us up, he gave us a new day, he started us with a new beginning, and we're just so thankful and faithful for that. Good morning all over this land for this thankful Thursday. Happy holidays to everyone that's on this line. We just are a grateful people this morning. And I say again, good morning to each and every one of you. Just stop what you're doing right now and give God the praises that he so surely deserves. God deserves all of our praises. And we just want to be thankful. Thankful on this thankful Thursday. Just thanking God for who he is. Thanking God for who we are. Thanking and just praising the Lord up above that he is our Father, our Abba Father, and he has done so much for us, and he continuously do things for us over and over and over again. And we do not want to take things, life, or anything for granted. We want to continue to press on, be steadfast, be unmovable and do the things and the works of the Lord. So with this beautiful, thankful Thursday, just thank God for everything, the smallest things, from the smallest to the greatest. Just thank God. Minister Shaquita, bring us in with prayer, please.
Good morning, sister. And once again, we'd like to thank the saints again for tuning in with us at our executive meeting. We'd like to thank God for coming in and sitting with us once again. It's truly a blessing for the spirit to even come in and touch saints like us. And today, God, I'd like to thank you once more for all things, oh God, for you truly are magnificent, oh God. May we lift your name up, oh God, so high, oh God, that you hear us in the heavens, oh God. We call out to the heavens, oh God. This is an ode to you, oh God. And we should walk into your presence, oh God. We should walk every way, in every way, oh God, into you, oh God. May our walk be like you, oh God. May our talk be like you, oh God. May the things that we do, oh God, make a show that it's of you, oh God. We love you, oh God, this day and all day for it, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all things, oh God, good and bad, oh God. We thank you for the smallest things. We thank you for the baddest things, God, because we know all things add up to joy. And we know, God, you do not leave or forsake us, oh God. We know that you are the God. We know that you are Lord. You are the King of all kings, and you are you, Lord. You call us with sorrow. You call us with mercy, oh God. You lift us up, oh God, even when we fall short, oh God. Let us know, God, that it's not us, oh God, that it is us, oh God. That turn away from us, oh God, it's not true, oh, that turn from us, oh God, that you stay in our presence, oh God. So may we, God, continue to stand in your light, oh God. May this day, God, be a new oppression, oh God, for all the things. And yesterday, God, we laid them down, oh God. We lift you up, oh God, oh day, today, oh God. Today and forevermore, oh God. We love you, oh God. We love you like no other God. We love you, oh God. I thank you, God, for all things, God. I thank you for my church family, God. I thank you for my family, oh God. I thank you for the people that's listening to me, oh God. For truly, they are a blessing, oh God. I thank you for truly my husband, oh God. I thank you for my family, oh God. I thank you for everything, oh God, even the penny that's in my pocket. I thank you, God, because all things, God, add up to your glory. I thank you, God, this day for it, oh God. We glory, oh God, to this day, oh God. We love you in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, Father. And yes, we do. We love you unconditionally, Father. And we just say amen to your holy word, Father God. We say amen to your will. When I was growing up, it was a song that used to play all the time. My grandmother used to play it. It says that if you believe, there is no telling what God can do if you believe. And as we say, we know, as I always have to remind you all, it's not that I'm going through the same things over and over, but I'm a person, I'm a reminder. And I'm just reminding you all of all the things that God has spoken to you. Some are prophetic. Some is just godly counsel, letting you know that you're in a place right now where things are right there for you. We spoke of a couple of weeks ago about Jesus being at the door. All you needed to do was open it. We talked about being consistent, being productive. We talked about all of those things. So God, the Holy Spirit, has placed everything in a chronological order as he wants it to be spoken to you. And the question is, again, because I'm always saying if you believe, Apostle is always saying if you believe that God can do all things, then you're able to receive it. And that believing goes in to faith. And one thing that I would like to speak on today is about Abraham. And the scriptures is coming from Romans 4. I'm going to start at 18 and go to 21. But I want to say this to you before. If we as a people can look beyond the things that's right before us and see through the eyes of faith, believing God for even the smallest things to the greatest things, and believing that God is an impossible God, then you are able to receive. One thing about in Romans 4:18, it says that Abraham had no reason at all to hope, but he hoped in faith that God's promises to him would be fulfilled. And you can find that story in Genesis 15:5. What we have to have is a hopeful mind and an attitude to administer peace, to administer joy, to administer happiness instead of discouragement and being discontented. Because even through Abraham, if you sit and you read, start reading from 18 to 21, and this is a scripture that I had to learn to start meditating on, because it reminds us that Abraham, that God had promised Abraham that he would have a son, an heir, H-E-I-R, from his own body. He would have his own son, even though him and Sarah was up in age. Even though Abraham never lost faith. As a matter of fact, he continued to endure. He continued to persevere. He continued to press on, even though the things that God had promised him did not come to fruition right away. Abraham did not get into a place where he did not believe what God said. Abraham continued to grow. He continued to move on. He continued to do the work of God. His faith just grew tremendously. He never one time, you're not going to find where he sat and he doubted what God said. He never doubted. He continued to move on because he was in a place where he trusted God. And see, one thing about us is that's where that knowing who God is and being in a place of where you're comfortable with God, and that comes from persevering. Yesterday we talked about being consistent. That, and with that consistency, you're going to go through some things. That's when your faith builds your endurance, and you have to keep moving on. Because one thing about it, God places dreams and visions in our heart for the people to start believing it. And one thing I have to sit and talk about, Apostle kind of mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. He and I were talking about the women's ministry, and we talked about the woman in the well. And see, that seed was planted in my belly. I have a pregnancy with that seed. But in the meantime, we know that even when you are pregnant, a woman is pregnant, some women develop some type of complications. They develop some type of complications, and that's what happened to me. I started going through some bumpy roads. I started meeting people, or I was dealing with a set of people that was saying one thing, but God was saying something else, and that seed was planted into my belly, and I refused to allow it to abort. So I got into a place. I got into a protective mode, and that protective mode was, for one, for me to guard my heart, and for two, to continue to look through God's eyes so I can protect the visions and the dreams that he gave me, but most of all, protect my baby, protect what God had, the seed that God had implanted in me. And see, that's what took place with Abraham. God implanted, impregnated him with a seed, but instead of him aborting that seed, because we do know that Satan's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And sometimes we get into a place where we let people come in and place doubt in our mind. They put fear in our mind, and we abort our dreams. We abort our visions. But surely we must know that God is not going to give us something that, because we know that his word does not come back void. God is not going to plant a seed or give us a vision or give us a dream that he does not know that we're capable of not doing. See, God trusts us by our works, and our work, faith without work is dead, but you have to put the believing in with it. It goes hand in hand. Because if you can't believe what God has told you, what he might have shown you, he may have given it to you in a prophetic word, then you the pregnancy, the fertilization which never took place. The seed never even, the fertilization never took place. But then when you receive it and you accept it, you have to be in a place where you nurture it, where you protect it, where you allow it to continue to feed it. In this particular thing, what I'm talking about today, feeding it is believing. Feeding it is allowing yourself to grow. Feeding it is to do the things that God is telling you. And see, sometimes when we are in a situation, we get into a place where disobedience comes into place. And I'm not talking about disobedience because you going out there and committing what people say the carnal sin. I'm saying disobedience because you're now not believing what God has told you. You're now not taking care of what God has given you. You're not in a protective mode. And in this season, God has given us words of wisdom. He has given us prophecies. He has given us so much throughout this year, this entire year of 2020. Although some of us cannot see clearly what God has done for us, but he has truly blessed us through this pandemic, and he will continue to do so. The thing that I'm trying to say today is that whatever God has told you, whatever the prophets have told you, whatever your vision and your dream is, do not allow Satan and his diabolical imps to come and put you in a place where you abort what God has for you. No, it may not happen overnight. It may not happen 20 years down the line. It may not happen 30 years down the line. But one thing about God, he is not a man, so therefore he shall not lie. We have to put our trust, our complete trust in God and believe that he can do the impossible. Believe that his word never comes back void. Believe that God is who he says he is. We don't have to sit and second guess it. Open your eyes. Look at the creation. Remember that time when you was in a situation that nobody, your mother, your father, your husband, sisters, brothers, whomever, couldn't get you out, but only God got you out. And those are things that you have to keep in your mind. Keep them in the front of your mind so you can remember that God and believe and trust God to do what he says that he can do. We are coming to a closing of a year. But one thing we are not, God is not closing his arms. God is not closing your visions and your dreams down unless that's what you choose for him to do. God is extending our faith beyond 2020 into 2021, but you want to have the vision now. While he's talking to you now, while he's showing you things now, start writing them down and then start believing and watch things, little things, start to manifest in your life. As again, Satan is going to come up against you, but then that's when you have to make a conscious decision and realize who is the head of your life. That's where you have to come into a place where you cannot be wavering. That's where you have to come into the place where you believe that God can do and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And I want to sit and say to somebody today, God has given you some things. He has impregnated you with some things and things that you just can't even, that blows your mind. It just behooves me, some of the things, that conversations that God places in my spirit, and I go back and forth and I talk to him about it, and I sit and I ponder and I be like, oh wow, God, you know what, I'm not gonna second guess this because I know that you are a God that can do everything. There is nothing impossible for you to do. And you can go on the internet, you can go wherever it is you want to go. Every day, somebody, God is blessing somebody beyond measures, and people don't even understand why they're being blessed or don't know why they were chosen. We don't have to. We don't know why God do the things that we do. We just need to be in place to receive the blessings that he has for us. We have to be in a place where we believe that God is doing, God did it. Satan will. Some people do get blessings from Satan. I'm going to throw that out there. But if you know that your heart, you're in a right standing with God, you know that you're in God's will, you should, if you don't know, that the blessings are coming for him. The question is that I'm going to leave and I'm going to move out of the way is if you truly believe, if you believe that God will do the things that he says, we can go back into scripture, as I stated, and you can read the story about Abraham, and that's in Genesis. It's talking about it in Genesis. You can go back and you can read into it, and you can understand and get an understanding of what God said, the promises that he promised to Abraham, and Abraham did not drop those promises. Abraham did not drop those promises when he came up against people that was coming up against him. He continued to be steadfast, unmovable, continuously fall in love with God over and over and over, and trust, not just trust for himself. Abraham entrusted his family in the hands of the Lord. And these are the things that we on today, saints, we need to do the exact same thing. You have to be in a place to believe. Turning it over to you, Apostle Temple. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Okay, just keep continuously to move on. Please, don't abort your dreams. Don't abort your visions because you may be in a place where someone is telling you something different. Learn to hear God. Learn to know who God is in your life. Learn to rest in him. And the people that are sitting and coming and trying to take things away from you, you need to question their motives. You need to question, why is this person constantly in my mind? Why is this person disrupting my peace? Because one thing about God, God is a peaceful person. The fruits of the Spirit shows us exactly what the characteristics are. He's a God who loves. He's a God that's full of joy. He's a God that's full of happiness. But most of all, we know that he loves us no matter what. I don't care how people sit and they look at it and they come back and they say, no, I'm going through this. God don't love me. That does not mean that God does not love you. Jesus picked up his cross every single day, and he had to bear it. Jesus took up his cross. Not only did he take up his cross, he was nailed to the cross. His hands showed that. His feet showed that. He took whippings for us, for me, for you. But guess what? He continued to stay in God's will. He continued to press on. He continued to do the things and what God wanted for him to do, because at the end, he knew the reward. He knew that everything that he was doing was for God to give us eternal life, the reward. He took on our transgressions. He did these things, but he did not waver. Although he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, let Father take this cup away, but then he quickly said, let thy will be done, not his will. And this is where we have to be on today. This is where your belief has to be. Your belief has to be so strong and so in tune with God, and you attach the purpose with it to understand, why am I going through this? What is the reason? And one thing that I'm learning that God takes me down some pathways. And in those pathways, I have to make a conscious decision of which way that I need to go. But I want to tell you this. Now, each pathway that I go, God has placed somebody in a place that have been through something or have more wisdom or more knowledge to keep me going on the path that I'm supposed to go on. Because I don't know everything, but I'm also in a place that I'm always seeking advice. Even in my wrongness, I'm seeking advice because I want the seed that God has placed in me to manifest when God says that it's going to manifest. I can't rush the process, but I can do the work. I can continue the legwork as I move on. And this is what we're doing at this point in time. We're continuing on with the legwork, and that legwork is belief. That legwork is faith. That legwork is love. That legwork is understanding and know who God has placed before you to help you. I'm going to call them that midwife that's going down the road with you, that in the times when you feel that it's too much going on, that midwife can continue to give you instructions. When them premature contractions come into place and try to take you out or try to deliver your baby prematurely, that midwife is right there walking down, going through whatever your circumstances and your situation is to help you to develop your belief, to help you develop your belief, to help you develop your belief, to help you develop your belief, and that belief continues to move, and it's a movement into the area of faith. Good morning, Apostle.
I know there are things too hard to bear. You got no energy to spare.
Good morning.
The thoughts of life can bring, and I know you're scared. Cause there's no remedy but prayer. But worrying won't get you very far.
Good morning, Apostle. Are you there? I think we might be experiencing some technical difficulties. Apostle Temple, are you there?
Yeah, you're gonna make it. Make it through the day.
God bless you all. Amen. We're just having a little bit of technical difficulties, amen, because of the weather. But, you know, nevertheless, we just thank God for who he is. And we just give God the glory for what he's done. You know, I want to just elaborate on some things as evangelist was sharing with everyone. Amen. And I just want to elaborate on some things real quick. That she was sharing, and especially, you know, that staying focused part. You know, that staying focused part, is, you know, is about, you know, how many of us could really say that we are actually staying focused in our life, amen? We're staying focused. See, the thing about with being focused, you got to understand, if you be able to stay focused, you're going to be able to see results in your life. And so many times, so many things that happen in people's lives don't have the focus or the capability to stay focused because they allow naysayers to get them distracted. Amen? Because one thing that I really found out in life if you already wrestling with some insecurities, you're wrestling with some issues, you're wrestling with some things that you want people to like you and all this kind of stuff here, when the naysayers come, it's going to make it more harder for you to stay focused, or it make it more harder for you to get passes and different things completed. Amen? And it's more harder for them individuals because why? They have not been delivered from people within themselves. Many people say, you know what? I've been delivered from people. I don't got time for people. But have you been delivered from people within yourself? In other words, amen, understand you're living your life, you moved on, and all that kind of stuff there. But you still having issues of what people done or what people said 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So you still dealing with people issues, even though in this present time, you're not allowing new people to come in to affect you. But that same old people is still affecting you. And a lot of times, many people cannot be focused. They won't be focused because of different things that they have going on in their life. Amen. And it's always within yourself. It's always within yourself. Many people want to put the blame on some everything and put the blame on this and that. But at the end of the day, it's always within yourself. You got to understand that God can do exceedingly and above all things. That is true. Amen? It is true. But it is criteria to receive things from God. One thing that God has been wrapping up the year this year with me at and giving me a whole other set of standards, even though I had it, but make the standards even greater in my life, you cannot compromise the gospel. You cannot compromise the gospel. At the end of the day, you know, many people like, you know, well, you know, the gospel got cleansed, they got this, they got that. At the end of the day, it's true. You know, it's true. The gospel has its own way of speaking. The gospel has its own, the gospel has its own dance. The gospel has its own way of coming across different things, doing different things, amen? And if we're part of the gospel, we're going to be a part of the industry of how things are done. So it's true. We don't even have to compromise that no more, amen, that, you know, what the gospel is what the gospel is. The thing about it is, amen, have you been dedicated or faithful to something in your life? And if so many people be faithful and dedicated to other things in their life other than faithful and dedicated to what the gospel or what God called them to be. Amen? When you truly sold out before God and you truly sold out with God, amen, you stay focused upon the things of God. Nothing does it get you out of focus, amen? And nothing gets you out of focus. It kind of puzzled me, my God, let me get in trouble for a second. It kind of puzzled me when people say, God, I want you to open up opportunities, but you don't even seize the moment of opportunity that is around you. I was sharing this on yesterday, amen, to where we are the fault of reason why we are not reaping the full blessings that God has in our life. Amen? We are the fault of it. And so many people look at the small things, or they look at the little things. Scripture declares it's the small thoughts that destroys the vine. And many of us, we don't look at the things that God placed, the simple things that God placed in our life, amen, to where we overlook that because it seems like it ain't the big thing. I'm going to tell you this, you know, and, you know, I'm going to tell you this right here. If you cannot manage the simple things in your life, the greater things that comes in your life, it will overtake you. It will overtake you, and you'll begin to lose your mind. You'll begin to get overwhelmed. It will overtake you. And if so many people cannot be faithful to the simple thing, but yet we want God to bring in greater blessings. We want God to bring in greater things in our life. The simple things as prayer. The simple thing is joining in with your family like 7 a.m. This is ABM time, amen? This ain't pastor time. This ain't international time. This is ABM time, amen? So if I can't get up and engage into a prayer meeting or the word meeting with my church or with my body of Christ for just a couple couple of minutes, you know, about an hour, less than an hour, because the music going to take on 5 or 10 minutes of that. Amen. How do we thank God? Why do we feel so God going to open up opportunities in our life and put us around executive tables? And I'm talking about executive tables in our natural life. Up our income, bring us into a supervisor board, bring us into new relationship, amen, where we cannot embrace the small sections in our life. But we want God to do exceedingly above all things, amen. But when God tries to do it for you in the spirit realm, it's not, it feels so, it's not profiting you anything unless you're going through. It's almost like many people in the body of Christ, they don't be faithful to something unless it can benefit them right off the bat. We have to get, it has to benefit them right off the bat. That's a mentality of a poverty mindset. Because a poverty mindset, amen, they you know, we get excited if it's something going to benefit me right off the bat. A prosperity, it's like, listen, I'm looking for the long term. I'm looking for the everlasting. Jesus said this. He said it by the woman by the well. You know, you drink of this water that you won't never thirst again. That's long term. That's long term. We're not only dealing with now, but we're also dealing with what's to come. Many people are excited about this government stimulus that is coming on. Don't you put yourself to be insulted, because at the end of the day, it ain't about the short-term effect. It's about the long-term effect. Yeah, it might pay some things for you today or tomorrow, but what about what's to come? Are you going to get back into that financial situation? Are you going to get back into that financial slump? Stop allowing, my God, that 1%, my God, of the world to insult you all, because we feel, because we don't understand the mindset of being faithful to anything, with the mindset of being loyal to anything, and the mindset of prosperity. Prosperity is not a microwave mindset. Prosperity says, over the period of time, I'm going to gain. Over the period of time, I'm going to keep walking into success. If my success is 1 inch, 2 inch, I'm going to keep making progress in my life so I can walk into success. Amen? But the thing about it is, what are you faithful to? Many people are faithful to themselves. Now, when reaping season comes and you are not able to produce the different things that you need to produce in your life, it's because you were just faithful to yourself. You ain't loyal to nobody. You're not even loyal to your own workplace, that the workplace you've been crying on hasn't gone to bless you. Hasn't God, I need, it don't matter what it is, give me this here, amen. And we deal with all kinds of nonsense, amen. What are you bringing to the table? Are you bringing your attitude? Are you bringing your emotions? Are you bringing your, are you bringing your negative input? What are you bringing into the table for God to keep on enhancing and blessing your life? I know this ain't an area that many people really examine. I know it's the area, you know, many people want to jump and shout and say, God's going to do it, God's going to do it. That's not the reality. You know, that God, he will do it, but the reality is you got to understand the gospel, and it cannot be compromised, and I can care less what your bishop name, I can care less what your apostle name, I can care less what anybody tell you. It cannot be compromised. It's the way of the gospel. It's the way of the kingdom. Or it's in a day. It's no way. It's no way. You know, and let's stop having this mindset that, you know, I need to spend my faith. I need to spend my faith money when I get into a situation, when I get into a slump. No, you should already be walking by. The Bible says, walk by faith, not by sight. That's not saying I'm trying to move at this moment. That's saying that is something that I'm already doing. That ain't something that I put in work because I have a need. That ain't something I put in work because it's something that is, I'm in a situation. That ain't something I put in the work because I want something. I need God to do something. Amen? That's something that is already in the work. Other words, I'm walking no matter what. It don't matter if it's sun out. It doesn't matter if it's raining. It doesn't matter through hell and high water. In my life, I'm going to keep walking no matter what. Amen? I'm going to keep believing no matter what. I'm going to keep being faithful no matter what. Many people say, well, God put me in my life. God put me in this life. God put me in that. How many people that you support, that you believe? believe in. But yet, when your time comes, you want folks to support who? Want to support you. And we wonder why God will bring us up in industry. Why? Why God should bring you up in industry to where you can't even embrace the industry of the kingdom? Amen? Oh, you know what? I'm just so tired, Pastor. You know, but I get up at 10 a.m. in the morning, and I get up 10 a.m. and spend time with God. Well, God said, well, for this part of the body of Christ, your time is at 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. But you want to come in and change the time that benefit you. I'm doing it right, God. Why God want to promote or give you opportunities to where you can't even obey simple instructions? You can't even follow simple rules. You can't even be committed to simple things. You can't even put your own flesh on a suggestion just for simple things, amen, that God has in your life. Saints of God, we have to do better to bring the evaluation on ourselves so we can see the manifestation that God has for us. We need to get out of everybody else's business. We need to get out of what this world is doing. At the end of the day, you read the Bible, it's going to get worse. We need to get out of that stuff, and we need to put the mirror on upon ourselves and say to yourself, what can I do better in my life? For I can have the approval of God on my life, and I can walk into the blessings of God. First of all, if we want God to do it, we have to do it God's way. Many people want God to do it, but they don't want to do it God's way. They want to do it their way. I'm sorry that many of you have been bamboozled or you've been taught that if you could just give up this at the end of the day. We don't went into the scripture the other day where you can plant the seed all you want. You can even give it water, what the scripture says. At the end of the day, God calls the growth. God calls the increase. God calls you to prosper at the end of the day. So what are you sowing into to get back the opportunity? What are you sowing into to get back prosperity? What are you sowing into to get back success? What are you sowing into to get back loyalty? What are you sowing into to get back the different things that you asking God for? Many people, many of you already fought your own battle. Somebody lied on you. You got to prove a point. I got to tell them out. They ain't going to feel good until I tell them out. But then you walk into another season where you get told off. Now it's the devil. Oh, the devil using this system. No, that's what you sold. That's what you sold. Because if you have a right, my God, you might have a right to go and re-elaborate or to put somebody in that spot, but does it make it right in God's sight? God say, I will fight your battle. So many of us sowing our own issues and sowing our own problems because we feel as though I have a right. At the end of the day, no. God said, I got that. You just hold your peace. I'll fight your battle. Hush up. Walk away. Keep on moving. Show love. Show kindness. And let me exalt you. Let me raise you. Let me promote you. And you'll see what I have for you. Somebody, my God, this morning, I truly believe you're on a break of the biggest blessing in your life, but you're missing so many pieces. You know that it's been coming around. You've been missing it. I want to help you to put that missing piece back together. Where are you sowing into things for it to come back? Who are you loyal to? Are you loyal to your time clock? Are you loyal to your own ways? Are you loyal to pleasing your own flesh? Are you committed, my God Almighty, to what you want to do? Are you committed to everybody coming to you and catering to you? What are you committed to? Amen? My God Almighty. Back to you, Evangelist. I got to ride. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word of God has came forth again. It is no like MC Hammer say, you can't touch this. I can't touch it. All I can do is put myself in a place of obedience. Hear the word, receive the word, and trust that and know with a knowing and a comfortability that this is what God has for me at this point in time. Everything that we do, we have to always understand this, that you got to deal with self first. Before you can move on to anything else, we have to learn how to deal with self. And as we've said now over time, it's very hard to do because you have to put yourself in a place where you're ready to receive and believe what you're being shown. But I will sit and say this to you. The reaping, see, it is all about what you're sowing in is what you're going to reap. Every word that he at Apostle Temple has just said, it should have touched somebody because it touched me. And it can touch me because I'm in a place of transparency, because I want God. I've opened up. I've opened myself up to God to give me everything that's going to take me to the next level, because I no longer want to stay on this level in the natural, neither in the spiritual realm. I'm ready for an increase in my life for whatever God has for me. And with that being said, just listen. Listen, my people, to the words that God is saying to you. If you getting upset about it, guess what? That means that those words are pouring out for you. That means that God is sitting and he's putting you, a rod of correction is coming into your life, because you can't accept something. You cannot be on the other end accepting, neither receive, believing, if you can't take what God says. Because God, in back when we was learning different things earlier this in the mid of this year, and we talked about the fruits, we talked about that vine, we talked about things being pruned. Just know that this may be a season that you're being pruned so you can start back all over again and get it right this time. So we're going to leave you all today on this blissful Christmas Eve, and just asking you to please, do not take your whatever it is that's hindering you. Yesterday we talked about breaking things. Do not allow it. Receive the words, the godly counsel that God is giving you. I'm asking you this in an urgency to receive, because you do not want to go around that same circle again in 2021. You want to be in a place, preparation. We spoke about preparation yesterday. You want to be in a place where you're prepared and you're showing God that you're prepared to receive and believe and trust him for what he has for you. ADM loves you unconditionally, but so does God. And this is why God has you on this line. I don't know how many is on this line, but just know that God is talking to you. He's talking to me, and it is his timing, not our timing. It is what it be, you are hearing what he wants you to hear on today. So as you go along the day, start questioning yourself. Don't question nobody else. Start questioning. Have a conversation with yourself. And first ask God to show you, and then have that conversation with yourself and ask yourself what's being shown to you. Can you relate to it? And if you can relate to it, make a change. Make a change. So we're going to leave you this morning with all everything that God spoke this morning, the Holy Spirit spoke this morning, and hope and pray with a hopeful mind. We're hoping that you will identify with the words and make a change. ADM loves you, but God loves you best. We say peace, blessings, great tidings, and just let you have a great and wonderful day. In the name of Jesus, we just pray. We speak life into your dry bones today. We speak life and hoping and praying that you will get a renewed mind, and God will create in you a clean heart. So have a wonderful day in the Lord. Know that he is with you. Know that he is guiding you. Know that he is leading you. And know that he has not left you, nor has he forsaken you. Be blessed. Be blessed on this day. See you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.